Hey everyone, welcome back to the CoFlow Guide Lesson 1. We're going to move on to point 5, which is the CoFlow example. It says here, listening to the CoFlow steps, activity, instructions. Listen to this CoFlow example, CoFlow. Then complete for the missing words. Finally, try to identify the parts of the CoFlow the CSR is using to handle the call. So here, we're going to use the context of internet issues or troubleshooting. We say troubleshooting the internet. And what we're going to do here is we're going to listen to an example call between the CSR, Rachel. CSR stands for Customer Service Representative, Rachel, and the customer, right? The customer calling in. So you'll listen. The objective here is to practice your listening, of course, but also to like have an example of how it's done, right? We understand that we have to do an opening, empathy, acknowledgement, assurance, and whatnot. But what better thing to do than just listen to an example? So in this call, you'll hear everything, right? Everything, the examples of the call flow and sequence. And after that, you'll have the opportunity to listen to an explanation of each step. Okay, so we're going to listen to it as a group, and then I'll give you guys 10 minutes to resolve for the missing information. So right now, I just want you to listen to it, and then we'll resolve for completing, okay? Let's begin.
Yeah, can you help me with this?
We're sorry. All of our representatives are still assisting other customers. Please remain on the line as we value your call.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name's Rachel. How can I help you today?
Yeah, thank you. I can't connect to the internet, and I really need to get on the web right now. Can you help me with this?
I'm so sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time. I realize it's very important to have your full 5G service, but I can definitely help you with that.
For verification, sir, can I have your name and telephone number area code first?
Yes, of course. My name is John Hartman. My telephone number is area code 310-575-3255.
Thank you for the information, Mr. Hartman. I appreciate it.
All right, so what do you need me to do?
So what we're going to do first is to run some basic tests, and I'm going to need your help by answering some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you calling us from your device?
No, I am not calling you from my device. I'm using another phone, so we can go ahead and do this, right?
Perfect. Do you have signal bars? Could you please check?
Okay. Yes, I do have full signal bars. That is correct.
Awesome. Do you have the 4G, 5G LTE LED indicator on?
Yeah, let me check. Yes, it does say 4G LTE, so I guess I do have it on.
That's perfect. Thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm. What next?
Now, we're going to check if you're connected to Wi-Fi. Could you please go to your phone settings?
My Wi-Fi. Let me check.
To find your quick settings, swipe down from the top of your screen. At the top of your screen, you should be able to see the Wi-Fi icon.
Okay. It appears to be on. What do you want me to do?
If the Wi-Fi icon is on, tap it to turn it off so the icon is dimmed. This means it is off.
Okay.
Could you please tap on the Wi-Fi icon once you turn it off?
To turn it off? Okay. So let me go ahead and turn it off. Give me a second, please. Okay.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it is off.
Perfect. Now, we're going to test your internet. Could you please try to load a website or a YouTube video?
What? You want me to go ahead and test it or get on the web or something?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, let me go ahead and try the web, okay? Just a sec, right? Let me see. Let me open up my browser here
Let me go to YouTube. And just a sec. Hey, it's working again. Yeah, it's working.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Good to hear. It's no biggie, just doing my job. Would there be anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that would be all. Thank you very much for helping me today. You're awesome.
Perfect. So today we checked your phone settings and got you back on the internet.
Okay.
It's very likely that your phone was connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot where the internet wasn't available anymore.
Uh-huh.
So by turning Wi-Fi off, we switched back automatically to your mobile data.
All right. Nice recap. Thank you very much.
Once again, my name is Rachel. Thank you very much for preferring us and have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Coach, su micrófono está silenciado.
Thank you. Happens. So now we just listened, we just heard a call from beginning to the end, from the opening to the ending of the call. And you heard examples of assurance, empathy, vocabulary for call handling, and terminology for troubleshooting the internet. What I would like everybody to do is to listen again and complete for the missing information. This is part of your evaluation. So I'll give you guys approximately 5 minutes to complete for the missing information. Okay? Approximately 5 to 6 minutes to do this activity. So you can listen to the audio again and complete for the missing information. Everybody got it? Are you good to go?
Got it, Coach.
Okay, good. Now let's complete for the missing information. You may begin. All right, everyone, let's work on resolution. We'll do this together.
We're sorry. All of our representatives are still assisting other customers. Please remain on the line as we value your call.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name's Rachel. How can I help you today?
Thank you. I can't connect to the internet, and I really need to get on the web right now. Can you help me with this?
I'm so sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time.
Okay, so the agent begins by saying, I'm so sorry. Let's type it in there. Remember to use the apostrophe with a contraction. I'm so sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time, which is an empathy phrase.
I realize it's very important to have your full 5G service, but I can definitely help you with that.
For verification, sir, can I have your name and telephone number area code first?
Yes, of course. My name is John Hartman. My telephone number is area code 310.
So everyone, let's type it without 310. Let's type it straight through. So in American numbers, remember that's the first three digits are the area code.
575.
Then we have 575. Don't use dashes for this one.
3255.
3255. That's it. So everybody, let's make sure to type it like that with no dashes.
Thank you for the information, Mr. Hartman. I appreciate it.
All right. So what do you need me to do?
So what we're going to do first is to run some basic tests, and I'm going to need your help by answering some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you calling us from your device?
No, I am not calling you from my device. I'm using another phone, so we can go ahead and do this, right?
Perfect. Do you have signal bars? Could you please check?
Okay, so the question here that the CSR says here is, could you please check following a troubleshooting process, probing questions.
Okay. Yes, I do have full signal bars. That is correct.
Awesome. Do you have the 4G, 5G LTE LED indicator on?
Yeah, let me check. Yes, it does say 4G LTE, so I guess I do have it on.
That's perfect. Thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm. What next?
Okay, so the agent says that's perfect. She uses power words, power language. And then she says, thank you for your help. She thanks the caller, right, for him providing information and answering the questions. So the customer is actively participating in the process.
Now, we're going to check if you're connected to Wi-Fi. Could you please go to your phone settings?
Then she instructs the customer, could you please go to your phone settings? That's settings. So that's Sierra, Echo, double T as in Tango, I as in India, N as in November, G for Golf, and S as in Sierra. Settings, your phone settings.
Wi-Fi, let me check.
To find your quick settings, swipe down from the top of your screen. At the top of your screen, you should be able to see the Wi-Fi icon.
Okay. It appears to be on. What do you want me to do?
If the Wi-Fi icon is on, tap it to turn it off so the icon is dimmed. This means it is off.
Okay.
Could you please tap on the Wi-Fi icon once you turn it off?
So she requests politely, could you please tap on the Wi-Fi icon once you turn it off? So she's requesting the customer to do some steps politely using modal verbs.
To turn it off. Okay. So let me go ahead and turn it off. Give me a second, please. Okay.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it is off.
Perfect. Now, we're going to test your internet. Could you please try to load a website or...
Okay, so CSR says, perfect. More positive language, reinforcing positive language. Instead of just saying, okay, all the time, right? So, perfect. Now, we're going to test... your internet, right? So she's going to verify that the customer's internet is working again.
Quick settings, swipe down from the top of your screen. At the top of your screen, you should be able to see the Wi-Fi icon.
Okay. It appears to be on. What do you want me to do?
If the Wi-Fi icon is on, tap it to turn it off so the icon is dimmed. This means it is off.
Okay.
Could you please tap on the Wi-Fi icon once you turn it off?
To turn it off? Okay. So let me go ahead and turn it off. Give me a second, please. Okay.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it is off.
Perfect. Now we're going to test your internet. Could you please try to load a website or a YouTube video?
What? You want me to go ahead and test it or get on the web or something?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, let me go ahead and try the web, okay? Just a sec, all right? Let me see. Let me open up my browser here. And let me go to YouTube. And just a sec. Hey, it's working again. Yeah, it's working.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Good to hear. It's no biggie, just doing my job. Would there be anything else I can help you with today?
No.
Okay, so the agent asks the question, would there be anything else? Would there be anything else I can help you with today? So she's offering further assistance. Is there anything else I can do for you? Would there be anything else I may assist you with today? She's offering further assistance.
I think that would be all. Thank you very much for helping me today. You're awesome.
Perfect. So today we checked your phone settings and got you back on the internet.
Okay.
It's very likely that your phone was connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot where the internet wasn't available anymore.
Uh-huh.
So by turning Wi-Fi off, we switched back automatically to your mobile data.
All right. Nice recap. Thank you very much.
Once again, my name is Rachel. Thank you very much for preferring us and have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, so the agent proceeds to explain the possible cause why he was not connecting to the internet. Very likely it was a Wi-Fi hotspot. A hotspot is when your phone, your device works as a router, similar to a router. Once you turn this option on to share your mobile data, your cell phone becomes a portable router, and any other device with Wi-Fi and your password will be able to access the internet through your phone's mobile data. So that's her explanation, perhaps, for the inconvenience. She continues by saying, so by turning off Wi-Fi, we switched back automatically to mobile data. Mobile data is the term used for cellular network connectivity to the internet. So it's the option that requires the customer to turn it on, to turn on to the cellular network instead of the Wi-Fi network that he might have at his office or home. She concludes by saying, all right, nice. The customer says, nice recap, or thank you for reviewing that for me, whatever. And she finishes the call by saying, once again, my name is Rachel. So she reinstates her name politely. Thank you very much for preferring us and have a wonderful day. So she signs off. She says goodbye to the customer in a very polite way, reminding him of his business, of his preference. So it's very professional. Customer finishes the call by saying thank you. Okay. So there you go, guys. That's the listening. And now we're going to go to the next part. So if you're ready, everybody ready? Do you need to see any information on this screen? Is everybody good?
Coach, I have a question. In the part when she says, oh, sorry, I need to. Good to hear. It is no biggie.
No biggie, no biggie. Oh, yeah. The no biggie is an expression that means no big deal.
Oh, okay. But when she say, will there be, there is like very short, she's, well, I listen very short, she could some words? No.
No, she didn't. She didn't use a reduction. Would there be? Would there be?
Would there be?
She just connected.
Fast.
Yeah, she linked.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Don't worry. Don't worry. All right, guys. So if there are no more questions, let's go to the next page. Okay. So now you'll hear an explanation. I need you to listen to this explanation step by step with the examples used in this example call for the call flow step. So I want you to follow with your eyes and listen to the explanation. Let's begin.
Let's break down the call flow into the specified steps with brief explanations. Opening, greeting, explanation. CSR Rachel initiates the call with a warm greeting, introduces herself, and expresses readiness to assist. This step sets a positive tone for the conversation. CSR Rachel. Thank you for calling customer service. My name's Rachel. How can I help you today? Verification. Account verification. Explanation. CSR Rachel empathizes with the customer's internet issue, emphasizes the importance of a stable connection, and requests necessary information for account verification. This step ensures that the agent is addressing the correct customer and issue. CSR Rachel. I'm sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time. I realize it's very important to have your full 5G service, but I can definitely help you with that. For verification, sir, can I have your name and telephone number area code first? Empathy and acknowledgement of the customer's concern. Explanation. CSR Rachel continues to express empathy, acknowledging the frustration the customer is experiencing. This step helps in building rapport and understanding the emotional aspect of the customer's situation. CSR Rachel. I'm sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time. I realize it's very important to have your full 5G service, but I can definitely help you with that. Assurance of help. Explanation. CSR Rachel reassures the customer that assistance will be provided. This step establishes confidence and assures the customer that their issue will be addressed effectively. CSR Rachel. But I can definitely help you with that. CSR Rachel. So what we're going to do first is to run some basic tests, and I'm going to need your help by answering some questions. Resolution steps and call. Recap. Explanation. CSR Rachel guides the customer through a series of troubleshooting steps, checking signal bars, turning off Wi-Fi, and testing the internet connection. CSR Rachel instructs the customer to turn off Wi-Fi, checks if it's off, and asks to test the internet connection by loading a website or YouTube video. The agent provides a clear explanation of the likely cause and solution, ensuring the customer is informed and understands the resolution process. Provides a concise recap of the steps taken and the resolution. Ending. Explanation. CSR Rachel confirms there is nothing else to assist with. Customer expresses gratitude and acknowledges the helpful resolution. CSR Rachel thanks the customer for choosing their service and wishes them a wonderful day. The call ends with a friendly goodbye. This breakdown emphasizes the structured approach of the call flow, from opening the conversation to addressing the issue, and finally, ensuring customer satisfaction before concluding the call.
Okay, awesome. So, in the explanation here, you heard an explanation and also some parts, like it took some parts from the dialogue. So the opening, as mentioned, is a warm greeting, the way to open to start the call. Like Rachel said here, the agent, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Rachel. How can I help you today? So basically, that's how you open a call. The verification step or account verification step is immediately followed or suggested in this sequence, because we need to verify that we're talking to the correct customer, that we're talking to the person with authorization, that has authorization to ask about the account and to modify and to request changes to the account. So this serves as a security measure. So we ask for verification information like names, emails, addresses, and whatnot. For this specific answer, only the name and the telephone number was necessary. But for other accounts, you might have to ask for more information like account PIN numbers, social security numbers, and whatnot. So the verification step is absolutely necessary. For empathy and acknowledgement, the agent says, I'm sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time. I realize it's very important to have your full G service, but I could definitely help you with that. So she uses a sympathetic phrase like, I'm sorry to hear that. She uses an empathy verb by saying the verb, I realize, or I understand this is important for you. Okay, so that's empathy language, vocabulary. And she acknowledges or recognizes the issue by specifically addressing the problem, which is, she says, very important to have your full service. So this is very important. I understand you need your full service. Okay. So that's the empathy. And moving on to the assurance of help, like I've said many times, assurance is to transmit confidence to the customer. It's like a friend that always, you know, when you have a problem, it's that friend that says to you, hey, don't listen. I mean, don't worry. It's going to be all right. You know, it's just a season. The sun will come up tomorrow. You're going to overcome this problem. I'm here for you now. I'm here to help you. Just like that. So if you translate the language that you use with your friends to help them when you want to make them feel confident or assure them, just translate that to your customers, and that's assurance. But that is definitely a step that you absolutely need. You need to make the person feel assured. Doesn't matter if the person is in the United States, in England, or any other country in Canada. We're all human beings, and we need to feel assured. So that's it. There's no big rocket science to it. She just uses simple language of saying, I can definitely help you. Don't worry, I'm here for you now. And then she also assures the customer by telling him what she's going to do. So here we have a lot of, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to run some tests. I'm going to check your internet. And that reassures the customer and makes the customer feel confident that he will receive the assistance he requires. And that relaxes people a lot. So make sure to work on your assurance vocabulary. To end the call, she did a resolution steps. Of course, for this specific process of fixing the internet, we use the term, this is a term, troubleshooting, which is to follow a sequence of steps to eliminate the possible causes that are preventing the person from connecting, in this case, to the cellular net. Okay. So it's just the steps, right? You need to learn vocabulary to fix the internet, okay? And we say troubleshooting. So don't worry, Mr. Customer. We're going to troubleshoot your internet together, okay? So she did some steps, turn off the phone, turn off Wi-Fi, go to your settings, find the option, turn it off. Let's test the internet. Go to YouTube, you know, load Excellence Academy's videos. Give a like and subscribe to Mr. E's videos, you know, and whatnot. And the agent provides an explanation, of course. That's the recap of the most important steps. She explains what happened in her own words, right? So you don't necessarily need to speak all this jargon to the customer. You can just repeat the key steps to your customer because, you know, it's important to be clear, to make it clear to the customer so the customer doesn't go like, did I forget to do something? Did she really fix it? And calls you back, that's going to affect your metrics. So you want one call, one resolution. In the ending, well, again, she confirms if the customer needs any help, any other assistance, would there be anything else I can do for you? Have I answered all your questions about the internet? Right? So you make sure that the customer has no more concerns, no more questions for that one call, one resolution, right? Customer expresses gratitude, of course, feels good about it. The agent thanks the customer for choosing the service and wishes him a wonderful day. The call ends in a very friendly tone. There was a term there used. I don't know if you caught it. It was rapport. R-A-P-P-O-R-T. Rapport is to establish a friendly relationship with the customer throughout the call. So basically, this emphasizes the structured approach of the call flow from opening the conversation to addressing the issue. Here, the verb address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, does not mean the address on the home. It means to attend, to look into something. So if I address the question, that means I am attending to that question. If I address the issue, I am attending that issue. That's what it means. So finally, ensuring customer satisfaction before concluding the call. So if we're good, let's click on the I have recognized the call flow steps. And would you mind clicking on next page, please? Okay, perfect. We've arrived at the last point for this session. And with this, I'm going to wrap up my class. So you'll have the rest of the time appointed, which is 25 minutes to answer the quiz. You don't need to rush it, right? You don't need to quickly just go, just quickly go over it and rush it and make mistakes. I don't want you to do that. I want you to go ahead, read it slowly, and select for the correct option that is suggested here. So read carefully. And based on the information that we just learned about the call flow, and the call flow example, based on that information, choose the best answer. When you're done, click on submit. This test will generate a score that screenshot, I need you to send it to the Telegram group that is necessary and for me to have like my personal control of your scores, right? So that'll be it for me right now as part of this training. I'll also share this MP3, two MP3s of what we discussed, so you may listen to it again. And you may open, you may do this material again at home. Do this again. I totally recommend it so you get those parts that you're still not sure of and helps you solidify the vocabulary that we'll need, okay? So that'll be all. You may start your quizzes at this time. You don't need to reconnect to Zoom, okay? Everybody good?
Yeah, coach.
Yes,
okay.
Thanks.
Perfect. Everybody working on your quiz and send me the results. I'll be here online and we can chat through Telegram. Thanks, team.
Perfect. Thanks.